Hey, just calling about your email. So do you want to switch that over to National General now, or did you want to wait till the 13th? No, your payment will come out about this time per month. And you'll get a refund from Geico for the amount of it for about 13 or 14 days. Right, so is this a good time of the month for it to come out for you around the 27th? We can make it like the first if you want.
Good.
Okay. We can move it up a little bit. I mean, you can always move your insurance payment forward a little bit. Like, we can make it about the 25th, you know, if we need to change it. And then that's going to be, you know, it's still going to be about the same, but it's a way better policy, Robert. Way, way better. And the longer I'm an agent, the more horror stories I hear about, you know, busting people's knees, getting busted up in an accident, and it's an uninsured motorist, and there's nothing there for them. So, I used to kind of like have an attitude, well, if you forgo one coverage, forgo that. But you get hurt and it's an uninsured motorist, that's a big payout for you. And so did you ever see what deductibles you currently have on the Geico policy? All right. Well, this one's 500 too. So I sent you the two quotes. Which one was more favorable? I mean, even though it's less, it's like 193, I think, for $1,000 deductibles. All right. Let me just change the effective date and see if that changes anything. Make the payment on the 15th?
Or make it effect?
Well, that's basically almost 3 weeks from now. So hold on. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you made your first, if you can make the first payment now, if you choose to move your payment up to the 15th of each month, you're just basically paying in advance. So basically at the end of the policy, you're going to go almost like, you're going to gain 2 weeks that you don't owe any premium, if that makes sense. So it's 208. Let me just change the effective date. And this was a carrier I didn't have, man. I'm so glad I got them. They've been great. So, what is today? Today,
27th.
All right. Let me see if that changes the rate at all. Nope. So we can make it effective today. And then this policy does include medical, uninsured motors, towing, rental car, and $500 deductibles. So it's the 208. And let me see the down might be 209. 209, 25 down, 208, 75 per month. Does that work? All right, hold on. Let me see if I got your payment information. Yeah, I honestly didn't know that you canceled the Bristol West, so I'm glad. Well, you just got to communicate that stuff with me, man. I do the best I can, but I'm also still just human. So
It probably was at that time.
So, I mean, none of my other carriers came back like this National General, which I just literally got, I think, in January or end of December. So I have Belco Credit Union and account ends 0074. All right, so I'll issue the policy. You'll still have to do sign your stuff, okay?
And
let me just double check if I'm missing anything. I had your address at the Tennessee place. What's number P? All right, I'm taking that out. I don't know why that's in there. So 24492 East Tennessee Place, Aurora 80018. Yeah, now I remember. It was when you guys moved out there that the rates jumped. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if it's just that they have more claims out there. Ha ha ha. All right, Duck, it all looks good. I don't see anything that's, let me make sure all the reports have run. Yep, MVR is ordered. Claims reports were ordered. It's a 2021 Ram. You don't have that other van, right? Oh, dude, now I space too. See, that's why I need to add that damn trailer and see if it adds anything. What year and make, I forgot all. See, I knew there was something. What's the year and make of that trailer? Shoot, I'm glad I caught that, because I'd hate the issue and go, oh, my bad, and screw y'all up. Is there a VIN number on that trailer on your ID card by chance? OMHL. That's the make. Sorry, what was that? Trail Hawk. I'm going to Google it. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let me pull up my Fact Finder toys. So it's basically a utility trailer, right? All right, 2022. All right, go for it. What's the VIN? And you think the make is OMHL? So, Oscar, Mary, Henry, Larry? AMHL. All right, hold on, I'm Googling it. AMHL Trailhawk. Oh, that's funny. Pulled up like a Jeep Cherokee. All right. Well, let me re-rate it because I'm going to make sure. Let me see what happens when I put that on there, and then I'll send it over, and we'll go from there, okay? All right, cool. I'm glad we caught that, so thanks. All right, bye.